The Brady Report.
It's a Monday morning, and Brady, g'day. Report.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Morning, everyone.
Let's start with the Queen and Prince Charles out and about.
Yes, Remembrance Sunday here. It has been one of the most interesting Remembrance Sundays to observe for quite some time for royal watchers, because the Queen was there, but she did not lay a wreath. She was on the balcony of the Foreign Office with Prince Philip by her side. They observed proceedings, and Prince Charles, he took the duty, and he stepped up, and he laid a wreath on behalf of his mother. A lot of royal watchers are saying that this is the future now, and we're very much seeing King Charles in the making.
Further to what we were talking about last week with Boris, what's the latest regarding the lady in prison?
In Iran, Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe has telephoned her husband and passed on how she's being treated in the aftermath of those comments from the Foreign Secretary last week. Boris has dropped a real clanger here. She says she fears for her life. Her life is in danger. The Iranians could now increase her prison term by 5 years. And this is all off the back of remarks that Boris made in Parliament last week to a Foreign Affairs Select Committee. So, huge pressure. I think the upshot of it will be that Boris imminently will travel to Iran, possibly with her husband Richard, and they will try and undo the damage of those throwaway remarks that he made last week.
Northern Ireland, they've been bundled out of the World Cup.
Yeah, desperately unfair this. They drew 0-0 in Switzerland tonight. They lost in Belfast 1-0 the other night. So the Swiss go through 1-0 on aggregate. It was never a penalty. You can watch it 1,000 times. It was never, ever a penalty. They will rightly feel very, very hard done by. The Republic of Ireland got a draw 0-0 in Copenhagen. So the winner takes all tomorrow night in Dublin.
Excellent. All right, mate. You enjoy that. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.